This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great conversation about the All-Star game. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there were just so many little different things. I'm going to give Steve the last word on the All-Star game, and then you got to hear this stuff from Mike Francesa. It's unbelievable. Steve, what do you got for me, my friend?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, hey, guys. First of all, the All-Star game was awesome. I think it's one of the best ones that I've seen in my lifetime because all the trauma, the going back and forth, not knowing who's going to win. And then the home run derby at the end is decided, icing, definitely. The only thing I don't understand is from the seventh, I had to work, and I came home and I start watching the game from the seventh inning on. Mm-hmm. It looked like them stands were empty.
You know, that's a good point, Steve. I thought that too, especially at the end of the game. It's a great point. Would you? I don't know if, you know, the thing about it is some of those high price seats that are sitting behind. Behind home plate, you know, you have an alternate area sometimes to stand if you don't want to sit in your seat. But by the end of the game, you're right now, Steve, you got to remember it was 6-0 National League, and it looked like it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah, I know, but this is a one-time event that you're going to go for your city. You represent your city. That would never happen in Cleveland, never. I mean, every time we held the All-Star game, people stayed until the last minute. It just, to me, it just shows the heart.
I don't know. In 81, I remember a lot of empty seats. Jeff, do you remember those empty? They were section 242, row Z. I think they took off.
I was there, and I sat in front of Dante Lavelli.
Hey, David, look, great news, nice. About
ding
about Ferber. Thank you.
Thank you. We had I can't believe it. My dad won the lottery to go to that game. I remember going to the game.
The 81 game?
Yeah, it was a lottery to get tickets. It was like,
I don't know about that.
I seem to remember, unless maybe I'm getting that confused with grandstand managers. I was young.
It ended the labor dispute.
Yeah.
It was the first game back.
Yeah, there's no way there was a lottery.
Yeah, I don't
know. No, there's no way. I do remember, though, we sat right behind home plate.
Nice. I sat down the first base side in front of Dante Lavelli.
Row double Z, upper deck.
Dante sitting in the regular seats like the rest of us.
We were in the last row in the stadium.
Good man, Dante.
But at least we were behind home plate. I don't think there were too many poles in our way. All right, Dan. Listen, I saw Superman over the weekend. I think a lot of people did too. Yes, you do. You care
Nobody
about this
cares.
One. Yes, you do. Mike Francesa, the voice of...
Nobody cares.
This is unbelievable. You did listen to the whole thing, right?
Oh, God, yes.
So do we want to say there's some little spoilers in it? If you've seen the preview, though... Which I think most people are going to see the movie.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I just I don't want to destroy the movie for anybody.
You're
who
not going to be destroyed. It's not going to ruin anything. You still have plots and all of that kind of stuff in there. But the Pope went on a rant.
You got to hear this, Jeff. You got to hear this.
Audio courtesy of the Mike Francesa Show.
He could not be more wrong about the movie. I just
it's his opinion.
Oh,
Andy.
Man, he's just.
It's his opinion.
And by the way, when he said old school in the beginning, old school Superman, what was the first thing you thought of? Old school Superman. Joe, I would think that this is what you would think, but go ahead.
George Reeves.
George Reeves.
The Daily Planet.
Yeah. And but then he's like, no, nah,
he did say TV.
Reeve.
No, he did say TV show. First he said TV show, old school Superman, and then he brought in Christopher Reeves. So he went, updated Superman. By the way, guys named, you know, Reeves shouldn't play Superman.
Jeff, be nice.
No, I'm being very nice.
The Pope continued.
Yes.
And by the way, we're just playing snippets of this. If you would like to find it, it is floating all around the internet. It goes on for about a solid 8 minutes. The Pope was ranting.
Good to be the Pope.
Audio courtesy of the Mike Francesa podcast.
Crypto has been around since 1955. Does he yell at people to walk on his lawn? Do you think he does?
Who did put the dog in the cape? Come on. That's silly.
Who put the dog in the cape?
Yeah. Mike's right. Super dog.
Scooby-Doo's
gig.
In 1955, he was wearing a cape. So
the dog was?
Yes. In the 1955 pictures of him, I'm looking at one right now, he was wearing a cape. He had the super cape on. Crypto was originally a young dog and a household pet of Kal-El on Krypton. Oh, is he? It was from Krypton. So, hey, that's good to know that they have dogs there. I didn't know that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Scrappy. Crypto. Naming all the comic dogs he possibly can. You think of another one?
You owe it to yourself.
Underdog. There's no fear to you.
That's right. Okay, that's five.
No need to fear.
I have five.
Nor Bert, nor even Frog.
You got another one?
Cartoon dogs?
Yeah.
Astro.
Oh, my Family Guy.
Scooby-Doo. Brian.
All right.
The guy who replaced Brian for about five episodes.
Is this better than counting numbers, counting comic dogs?
We're about on par.
All right. I just want to make sure. Let me just say this. If you haven't
Astro
seen it.
Astro was good.
Oh, I forgot about Rastro.
No, Dan just said Astro.
I forgot about Rastro. Let me just say this. Northeast Ohio, you will be proud of the way our city looks. They did a fantastic job with this movie.
Ballpark.
The ballpark looks very cool. Somebody asked me how they ripped up the turf, because you can see that in the promo. I'm trying not to say anything that you can't see in the promo. And I'm like, digital effects? Can you not see the ground screw getting a little perturbed by that?
I don't know. You know, one thing Mike said, I forget the exact thing that he said there, but it was along the lines of, you know, I've not seen a dog in a cape or, you know, super dog or whatever. Yeah, we hadn't seen a home run derby to decide the All-Star game either. Things change.
Look at you. Jeff Phelps, modern man. I love it. Hip with the kids.
I'm nothing if not hip, Andy.
Replacement, yes. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Switching gears.
Never liked you.
You guys got to fill me in this because I didn't feel the same passion you guys did when we first brought this up this morning.
Oh, Andy so didn't feel
Scotty,
passion.
Scotty Scheffler.
So now we got to talk sports. Andy's yeah. like, oh, sports.
No, this had nothing to do with sports.
I want to talk Superman. This look, he's got to talk.
Oh, look. Oh, my God. There's nothing going on in the world. Everything is about sports.
Say it correctly. It's dog.
Dog.
And I think we need more than 3 minutes to talk about this. You're gonna bring up a full subject that can take an entire segment. And you're gonna cram it into 2 minutes.
I think it's philosophical. I think it's a big deal.
What do you think, Dan?
I think it's cool. Let's move it to this, and we will do what we're gonna do a little bit later.
We keep pushing everything down to the bottom of the show today. That's why.
So there's a bunch of murals at Port Rush going down of everybody who's accomplished something at Royal Port Rush, where the Open Championship is taking place.
Yeah, don't call it British Open. Don't call British Open, even though I heard Boomer talk about it. Not Boomer, my dog, Boomer Esiason.
I thought you were renaming your dog.
I do. I want to rename him Crypto. He looks like Crypto.
Ruh-roh.
That did not go over real well with the family at dinner last night, as we talked about it too, by the way. What do you mean you were talking about the dogs on the radio?
Yeah, there is a mural on a house leading to Royal Port Rush Golf Course that is you kissing the claret jug. Does that add more pressure to you, or do you look at that admiringly?
I would look at it admiringly because he actually did win the jug at Royal Port Rush. Correct?
Correct.
Shane Lowry.
That's where he won it, but
no,
you're defending it and going,
You know what it does? It's inspiring.
Okay.
I've did it before. I can do it again.
Andy, you feel the same way?
I'm okay with it. I mean, I think it's a great feeling of a huge accomplishment, and to know that you've been able to do it gives you that feeling of, yes, I can do this again. But I don't think it adds pressure. Do you think it adds pressure?
I think it just depends on how someone is wired. Like Nick Saban is the perfect example. So Nick Saban, when he was at Alabama, everybody who wins a national title at Alabama gets a statue of themselves. So Nick Saban, every day going to work, had to walk by a statue of Nick Saban. Does one of two things. It either makes you rest on your laurels or it makes you strive for better. Saban, strive for better. Others, I don't know. I might look at that every day.
I think the only way you feel pressure of a championship, whether it's individual, more of a team, is when you look up and you see that 1948 is the last time you won the whole thing. Then I think you feel that now you've got the weight of, you know, a century and a half. Or, 75 years.
Century and a half.
I was like, I went the wrong way with it. Sorry. I went the wrong way with it. It feels like you got almost a century behind you.
God, I wish you could play the math drop.
You can. There'll be no math in this. We can make up our own. Don't you think that if you're on a team that hasn't won in forever and everybody believes, they can't win, they haven't won in forever, they haven't done this, since the 40s, blah, blah, blah. I think that adds pressure. But I think in an individual sport like that where you've won and you're still like in the wheelhouse, I think that's something you're proud of. I don't think it's a big deal.
All right, let's see. 1948.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
An eon. Is that better? Should I have just said eon and gone over the top on the whole thing?
Oh, no. We're just bringing help.
We're here to help, Andy.
We're just bringing in, sometimes you got to look to the Pope to get a little help.
He does help me count, I will say.
There you go. That's what he does. We love the Pope.
He's very good with that. Coming up here in just a bit, Mike Martz, super friend of the show. You knew him and loved him from The Greatest Show on Turf when he was in St. Louis with the Rams. Now he calls the 33rd team home, and he is going to help us break down some of the stuff that's going on with the Browns right now, too. Especially, you want to be a head coach with four quarterbacks who could be starting, and you're going into camp? What's going through your mind? Mike Martz could probably understand that better than anybody else we're going to talk to. So we'll talk to him next. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.